Dennis Abbott.
Dennis Abbott, Mark Radley.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
Good.
Two things I thought of.
Yes.
One, right, in terms of whether we should do this or not, in terms of talking to Jim, is that what we stand to gain is not just if we'd make money out of it, but we would know from thereafter that we could control the market at will. If we never break the threshold, we'll never know what the answer is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you go for it, you'll know, okay, wait a minute, this market's way too big. We can never, ever do this.
And we'll never try it again.
We'll never try it again. Yeah, there's a, you know, there's a certain, you know, I kind of scoff at it about, you know things or we'll learn something from it. But you do. I mean, there's value in that knowledge.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of value in that knowledge.
Absolutely.
And, no, I mean, that's part of it. I don't know how you would value that knowledge, but...
Well, the second point is, the second point is that I would imagine the minimum operating level at the end of Feb is higher than it is at the end of March or April, because I think the wholesalers...
Have to have something on hand.
Have to hold barrels.
In order to pump the first day.
Do you know what I mean?
That's right.
So I think the minimum level might be a little higher than we're assuming based on what we experienced in April, when we squeezed the April, May.
Right, right. Right, which is one of the reasons why it was harder to own all that April. It was harder, that's why we had to take on a little bit more than we thought we had to take on in April.
Exactly.
But and that's why I think that 2 million, 2.1 million barrels as that min in Feb, I think that's real, man. I think that is the... That's the bottom.
Yep.
At TET.
Yep.
So
I think we're close. I think we're close. I think if we do see some little bit stronger buying either Friday or Monday, suggesting that that's the way the Europeans do sell their cargoes and that they're not, you know, there's not some other process going on there.
Yeah.
They're the shorts and they've already sold their barrels, you know. The selling has taken place already. We've seen it.
Yeah. I mean, if you were, I'm pretty convinced they have to have had Mark, because, I mean...
That's how we did the butane cargo into Bayway and...
Yeah, if you were a European, you have to sell it. You know, you have to have done it.
Yep.
You know?
Well, the good thing about them as a short is that they don't care what price they get either. As long as they get the Opus average for the day, they don't give a jot.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly right. And they locked in their economics. That's why they don't care about selling it. And they sold it a long time ago, right?
Exactly.
They sold it at higher levels. So.
Exactly.
Okay. It's something to think about. I like that idea. Well, that's one way to pitch it anyway, that there's value in knowledge.
Yeah, even if it's just for ourselves in terms of, you know, needing the extra push to go for it if we're a little uncertain. You know, the payoff isn't just this year. It's for as long as we carry on trading.
Yeah, that's kind of what my attitude is. I feel like we could do it, just try it, and just accept the fact, okay, the downside is we learned a lot, but just have the mental attitude to say, okay, this is going to hurt, but we're prepared for it. And just, you know, have fun with it. Just go for it. You know, or try to anyway.
Yep.
Okay?
All right, man.
Sounds good.
See ya.